PM on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an air controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. To the net controller, not start the net at 9 p.m. Still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KD2GHL battery-powered.
Okay, let me see if I have that call correct. KD2, Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Hotel Lima, is that correct?
Golf Hotel Lima.
Okay, I've got that locked in now. And what's the name?
My name is Rich.
Okay, Rich, glad to have you check in with us, and well, what's new in your way this evening?
Well, I'm just checking out this new to me but very old Fox Tango 290. It runs 2 watts maximum and is powered by 8C batteries. Never talked to anybody on it before tonight, so this is my virgin contact right here. And I also just bought a Davis weather station, so playing around with that too.
Oh, Roger. Well, it sounds good. It's coming into the repeater clear. So I think it'll do a fine job for you. Very good. Well, you have a fine evening, 73, and a good day tomorrow. And thank you for checking in. Are there any other portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from North Utica, New York. Looks like we might also have Brian from Canada and our new friend Lou, so I'll back out and let them check in.
All right, Kevin, very good. KD2FPM checking in. And are there any other Echolink stations that check in? Please come now.
QDRK, Brian in Canada, just listening. Thank you.
Okay, Brian, very good. And we'll keep a clear area for you so you can hook up with Ray probably later on. I didn't get the call. I'm sure I have it in previous log, but I don't have it now. Can you come back with that for me?
Whiskey Alpha 2 Delta Romeo Kilowatt, WA2DRK, over.
Roger, Brian, copy that. WA2DRK, very good. All right, are there any other Echolink stations wanting to check in?
Yeah, I'm through PFM with a late check-in.
checking Echolink stations right now, George. I'll be back with you in a little bit.
Oh, Roger, could I just turn on back Entropy if I'm clear?
Two, Juliet, Bruva, Bravo, Charlie. This is Lou over in Greg, New York. Checking in tonight.
Very good. Can you come back with your call slowly for me? Thank you.
Kilo, Delta 2, Juliet, Bravo, Charlie. Name's Lou, Lincoln, Echo, Whiskey. We're Greg, New York tonight.
Very good. I've got it that time. Clear. KD2. JBC. All right. Very good. Thank you for checking in. Okay, let me go back to the first Echolink station, which was Kevin, KD2FPM. Kevin, what's new this evening?
Hey, good evening, Bob, and good evening to everyone up in the Boonville area. This is KD2FPM. I'm still here in North Utica and just still coming down off of that enjoyable day with the rail explorers yesterday, and my fiance and I decided to take a little bike ride this afternoon just to kind of see if we could, you know, keep that momentum up and going, and I probably put a couple miles on the bikes today. So I know on an earlier net, I said my thighs seem to feel like they've turned to rubber or something. It's just like, wow, you know, something you don't use in a while, and then you go to use it, and it's like, whoa, man, that hits you kind of hard. So I tell you what, I know there's others in here that want to come and chat with us. I got 65 degrees here, and just kind of letting things cool down. We were in the low 80s today, which was really nice. So I'll say 7-3, and I will stand by and listen. KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Well, I know about the rubber legs. Sherry and I used to do that years ago on my let off for a few days, and they certainly get a little on the rubbery side until you get them limbered up again. Yeah, I think it's a little cool here, too. I hadn't looked at the temperature, but I'm sure it's in the 60s at this point. It seemed like it dropped fairly quick. All right, well, thank you for checking in, Kevin. Always nice to have you. 73, and you have a good evening. WA2DRK, Brian, what's new with you this evening?
Hello. It's a same cooler day today, and had a meeting in the morning, a department had meeting in the morning, and then I had the afternoon off, so I'm just trying to fix up a MIG welder here that we've been having trouble with. And so I'm doing some reading online about that, all of the different things that sticky wires and stuff like that. And so learning about poor quality wire these days, things you have to look out for, poor quality consumables. Anyways, been interesting reading. This is WA2DRK, Dr. Matt.
Okay, Brian. Well, thank you for checking in. Yeah, I know that I've had a little problem myself with mine. I got a new spool of wire a while back, and just didn't seem like it was doing as well as the previous one, and unfortunately I ran out of that. So I know what you're dealing with, and sometimes it's a struggle just trying to get a balance in between where it'll work out well. All right, well, you have a fine evening. Hang in there for a while, and I'm sure Ray may be checking in this evening. Might be able to hook up with him. All right, KD2JBC, what's new with you this evening? Okay, he might have closed out and gone on. Okay, this is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service. That'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Rob.
KC2WI.
WA2U.
group here, and I think two of you doubled, but I think I've got you both. Let me check and see. I'll read them off. I got N2PFM, George, KC2WIP, WA2U, John, K2ZNZ, Jack, and I believe KD2AIT was in there. So we'll start with George at the top. N2PFM, George, what's going on?
Everybody on the net. Had a nice day at the Iron Horse Festival where I took a couple of speeder rides down the track from Grogan to Beaver Falls and back. Met up with some Christian bikers and a few other Christians there at the thing, and boy, we had a very, very good time, I've got to say that. Now, the continuing saga of that van. Yesterday, decided when I pulled up a gas pump, I shudder when I pull up to a gas pump, because that's always the time here where I shudder when I go to start up, that something breaks again. And sure enough, this time the battery completely opened up, no electric, pushed it off the side, and ended up because of things that were going on. I had to end up coming face to face with a fellow who was a high priest of Satan, and boy, the scene after that was straight out of The Exorcist. I won't go in any more than that, and it's all the others that were hit last night, but not going to go into it again. So, finally, someone managed to get someone else with a rather running vehicle to come and get me, take me to the store to purchase a battery. They only pay for half of it because, end of the month. And they did trust me on it very reluctantly, and so when the social security checks were in today, first thing I did was go and pay them right off, and that way no one can say anything. So that's what's been going on here. You can hardly imagine on the saga of that white van, and that's the next thing in it. So with that, we'll say God bless 73s and hope everyone had a good day today. And to PFM clear.
George, I can't help but chuckle. It certainly has given you a lot of problems. I think what you need to do is name that thing Christine, because I think it's got a mind of its own. Well, I hope everything goes well with the new battery. All right, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. KC2WI, Pete, how are you this evening?
KC2WI, I hadn't really planned to be here this late. I had planned to go to home to Lake Pleasant, but I got chatting with a guy on the other repeater there, Echo LinkedIn, from, I already forgot where he said he was. Gonna move up here next year, military, ex-military, medical, retired. Anyway, and asking questions, and I gave him some information on repeaters and clubs and stuff, and suggested maybe he wants to echo link into this repeater and get some more information. He's going to come up probably, he says, Oneida, Rome, that area. And I know there's the Rome Club, there's the Utica Club. I don't really know out towards Ignite. I don't think there's a separate club out there. And I don't really remember all the repeaters. But nice, real nice day. Nice day yesterday. I really didn't get out. I was going to go out in the morning for a little while and then and canoe, you know, for a morning exercise. And it just got to be in the middle of the day. I said, it's too hot. You know, I don't want to go out in the blazing sun. I'll just keep working here and I'll go out later. And you know, I just kept doing things. So I did finally get out. I got out to the post office at 4:30 and checked the box, and I think I got in the water at 5 or a little after, and got a little bit of sun before it went down. Now, it must have been after. Must have been more like 5:30. Paddled up to a nice little spot where there's a little sand, and just enjoyed the sun before it went behind the trees. Then I did had no real firm plans today, but I thought I might go do the River Fest. I just figured I'd play it by ear. And it, of course, it was a beautiful day. It was about 9, And of course, then you take a drive down to where the end of the route, and the bus shuttles you back. So it's kind of a nice little thing that the chamber does once a year. This year was between Glenfield and Beaches Landing. And so, you know, 3 minutes I'm over at the boat launch at Glenfield. That's no big deal. And then halfway they have a stop. Real good food there. It was at Tubby's. I think he's pretty new around here. I don't remember seeing that much. But I figured, it's not that far. I'll probably be done at 1 o'clock, 2. I'll be off the water before it gets really, the sun gets hottest. And between starting a little late and spending probably 40, a lot longer at that stop, I didn't just stop. I stopped. I had lunch. I talked to this person, that person. Then I got talking with a guy that was doing the food, and we had a real interesting conversation about working and jobs and businesses. And he said he was in Alaska for many years. He had some big restaurant. He said I was doing $1.5 million, or something. He said I made 7%. It was like a profit was 7%. He says here, it's no big hassle. I don't have, he's had 40 employees or whatever. Not that old of a guy, I say a kid, but obviously not, And he said here, I'm doing this. I'm making 50%, and there's no hassle, whatever. But he's saying I think we're going to move to Hawaii. He says the cost of living in New York is ridiculous. It is. Hawaii isn't that much different than Alaska, and everybody's laid back and da-di-da-di-da. So it was an interesting conversation anyway. I was talking about what, my career path. So as it is, I don't think I want to call this a career, it's a job. But in any case, so be that as it may, I have spent a long time there, and then I think I got up to the Beaches Bridge at about 3 o'clock, and the other killer was the wind. The wind seemed to be, I don't think it was coming from the southwest to begin with. And the Black River twists and turns so much that even though, the average direction from Glenfield to Lowellville is north, half the time you were paddling right into the sun. It was as if the thing twists around. And the wind was pretty strong. But it was a really nice day. It wasn't too hot. And then I came home and cut the grass and was going to go out over to the boat launch and maybe put the canoe in and paddle up to my little sandy spot there and go for a swim. But I called the guy about picking up his computers today because I knew he wanted them. And he said, well, I got to come right now. So that blew that. And here I am fooling around, with the computers and the radio and listening to YouTube music on YouTube and stuff like that. So that's a long story. A couple weeks ago there was a Facebook post on the Music Radio 77 group about Brian Wilson and the story of Smile. So I started looked at that, then I looked at the performance. He finally sort of put it together 37 years after the original attempt in 2004, and then he released it live, and then this and that. Well, it got me all interested in all this background stuff about the Beach Boys. I didn't really know the details of them. Listening to all these songs, Revolver and Rubber Soul influenced Brian Wilson to do Pet Sounds, which was revolutionary, and Beatles, Paul McCartney said, that's why we did Sgt. Pepper. We listened to Pet Sounds. We said, holy cow, we got to do something to top this. So now, Pet Sounds and Smile and trying to, compare them. And it's sort of like I'm become a student of the music of the two super groups of the mid-60s there. Pretty interesting, but I spent an awful lot of time listening to stuff. KC2WI.
So we'll move along to John, W-A-2-U. John, what's going on?
W-A-2-U, well, good evening to the assembled multitude. Pete, sounds like you had quite the day, and George, and everyone else. I guess we all have our own variations of fun and challenges. But with ham radio, whenever something goes wrong, we always used to say Murphy. Murphy's got his say, I assume. So, anyways, you take the hits and you keep going. Get knocked down, the big thing is you get back up and you keep moving forward. Let's see, didn't do a whole lot today. Kathy and I organized some CDs. Got them labeled and barcoded, and I just remind me to put the ones away from last week. But that's okay. We know where they are. It's a small pile compared to the 3,000 or 4,000 that are out there on the shelf. And Pete, we really enjoy the music, so if you ever get over here, we'll subject you to the 9.2 surround sound and 3K, 3,000 watts of subwoofer. So, it's nice and clear through the Sunfire system, but we really, really enjoy that. The DVDs sound awesome. It's nice to have it on reserve. Doesn't mean you've got to crank it to that level, but anyways, then I worked on this new gadget I had that's able to do, it's almost like a computer, but it's done through Wi-Fi, and you can put music and books on either SD cards or thumb drives. It's kind of a really neat thing. So I'm trying to learn that. When it's not fun, then I set that down, you know, when the fun meter gets pegged, and then I come back to it and then experiment a little bit with it. So I'm going to put it in its paces about 3 o'clock in the morning. We record a program off in K-Rock, and then I can edit it. I'm going to record it onto the SD card. But you don't need a keyboard. It's very hard to explain. You just kind of do things with the unit itself, so it's all kind of self-contained. So we're getting ready for the evening, and get the beverages out in the ice, and let's see, pick out our playlist. We have CDs, and we go through them, and we have the old school, new school, and we'll play them, decide what DVDs, and light a few candles up and sit back and relax, and we're here at the house, and we're not on the road, so we enjoy that. That's been Kathy and our routine for about 9 years here so far. So, what's going on? We're into August, and trying to think if there's anything special. Ham radio. Good. I hope everyone had a fine time at the Trumansburg Ham Fest. I think that was today. So, people have new equipment or old equipment or something new. You know, the ham fests are fine because you can always, you sell something there and then you have a vacant spot on your shelf and you have to populate it with something else. Well, thanks for doing that. Good to hear everyone. Hope everyone enjoys the rest of the weekend. Woodsman Field Days are coming up August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And then in September we have the infamous Barn Fest in Remsen. So a few things happening around the area. I'll turn it back over to you. I will say good evening to all listening out. W-A-2, and thanks for doing the net. Back to net.
Okay, John, very good. Sounds like it. You have quite an evening planned, and only for that sound system you had. I never had anything that good or with that kind of power, but it's not so much like you say the level that you turn it to, it's the clarity you have because of the capability of that kind of power. It just makes everything so crystal clear and pristine sound. That sounds marvelous. Well, you and Kathy have a fine evening. You take care, 73. You have an excellent day tomorrow. Okay, we'll move along to Jack. K2ZNZ. Jack, how you doing this evening?
Hey, good evening, Bob, everybody on board. Well, we had a nice day down this way, no rain, which they did have in some parts of the state. We got up to about 85. 4.
Beautiful day, boy. You really couldn't ask for a better August day. And a nice little hike out there. The flies, there's really no mosquitoes up here. There's some black, or excuse me, not black flies, deer flies. But we just put on a little bug helmet and that takes care of them. And but the fire was great. The fire is great, I should say. And it's a beautiful night to be out here. It's going to get cold. I'd love to tell you the temperature, but my temperature gauge died here, and I threw some new batteries into it, and nothing changed. It's still dead, so obviously there's another problem. I figured that one out later. But anyway, I have a feeling I'm going to get a fire going inside the camp tonight. We're up here in a little bit of higher elevation, and it has the feeling that like it's going to get down into the 40s tonight, so we'll probably have a little campfire going. Nothing big. And other than that, not much else to report. So this is KD2AIT, back to Mech Control.
All right, very good, Jeff. Well, I'm glad to see you're out there enjoying it, getting away from it all, and just kind of relaxing and having some time to yourself and smelling the fresh air. And I think you're right. I think the temperature is going to drop down a bit tonight. Hate to see it get cooler, but I guess it'll sneak in there from time to time. So, well, have a good evening. You take care, 73, and enjoy this evening, and I hope tomorrow is equally as nice. I believe it's supposed to be nice, according to the forecast. I don't remember quite what George had said, but I know parts of it. Sounded like it might be a little cloudy. We're going to get sunshine, but I think it's going to be basically a fairly clear day. All right. Are there any others who would like to check in? This is N5AOW.
KC2YXN.
KC2YXN. Kathy, how you doing? I hope you're sitting, relaxing, and taking it easy. And pretty soon you're going to be listening to some, you probably were already, some fabulous music.
KC2YXN, yep, Bob. Just to say good evening to everybody on the net. And thanks, Bob, for doing the net this evening. And yep, getting ready for that. What a beautiful day today. Little breeze out there. It was lovely. So I was able to get out and do some weeding, which really needed to get done. And we've got 59 degrees here. It's a little cool. No complaints here about that, but just going to say 73 to everybody, having a great weekend. KC2YXN.
Okay, Kathy. Well, always a pleasure to have you check in with us. You have an excellent evening. I envy the sound system you two have and are listening to, but I'll tell you what, that's just wonderful. Okay, you have a fine evening. I'll make a final call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or light check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kathy, Jeff, Jack, John, Pete, George, KD2JBC, I didn't get your name, but I'll look it up on the computer, Brian, Kevin, and Rich. You all have a fine evening. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW Clear.
KD2FBM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. I'm heading down to the 145.17 to participate in Octen. Take care, guys. 7-3.
Two items for the United County. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations coming up, please.
Fly over Hill W, good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX, good evening. Okay, very good. N5AOW, good evening, Bob, again. And 2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. Any additional stations tonight, with or without traffic, for Octan.
This KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. I know you're up enjoying it there at your camp. Hopefully the weather will hold out. They seem to be delaying the rains, which is good. Right at the moment, at least for the weekend. Anyways, looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Any additional stations for Octan, with or without traffic.
N2MQP.
Okay, N2MQP, cool. Thank you for checking in, much appreciated. Any additional stations? Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.
KC2NBU.
Yeah, hi, Ray. N2NBU. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Anyone else?
WA2DRK. In Canada.
Okay, I gotta see if I remember. Is it Whiskey 2 Delta Romeo Kilo?
That's correct. Whiskey Alpha 2 Delta Romeo Kilo. Name is Brian. Over.
Okay, Whiskey Alpha 2. Okay, I didn't have the Alpha in there. D-I-K. Yeah, okay, Brian. I think your brother just checked in there ahead of me, Ray, if I remember right. So, I'll thank you for checking in as well. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow, everybody. 7-3s to all. KA2ZZ. Frequency is all yours, gents. KA2ZZ.
Good evening, Brian. Went for a nice motorcycle ride. I'll send you some pictures here on my phone, just a second.
That sounds like fun. Perfect, this hot weather is just perfect for it. Just don't hit any deer. I got that motorcycle I was working on fixed for our neighbor, the rewound the alternator with a double strand of some wire that I had from Dad, enameled wire. It seems to work okay. Battery's charging again. So the coil's a little thicker than it was originally, but anyways, I didn't have the right size wire, so I had to double strand it to get the current carrying capacity. But anyway, I'm pleased that it's working.
So it's charging good. You can run the headlight on high beam and still have charging voltage.
Yeah, well, I never really did try the high beam, but it seemed like there was plenty there, and it was pushing the battery up. I didn't give it a whole lot of time. I couldn't get the thing started, so I had a... And I tried ether. I couldn't get the thing to start. And anyway, I wound up looking at the points, and whoever had worked on it before over-tightened the screws holding the points down, and so the screws were stripped, so the points were just kind of like... I'm amazed it even ran. I mean, that he got it down here anyways, but... So I had to retap the screws and find some new screws and set the points and set the timing, and then it would start, so... but didn't give it much of a trial after that. Once I saw it was charging the battery with the headlight on, I was happy and wanted to get it out of here. It was a kind of a bigger project than I wanted to get involved in, but I'm glad it's over.
Yep, the old days with points and dwell and timing, and I don't have to do any of that anymore. Even the lawnmowers are all electronic ignition.
Yeah, well, I suppose the beauty of this, of that bike, is its simplicity, so anybody can fix it, if you know how to take it apart, that is. So anyway, I don't know, maybe one of those electronic modules would work in that. I don't know.
Well, they sell electronic modules for the old Briggs & Stratton and Tecumseh motors. They're like $15. They even give you an electronic timing advance curve built into them. And what a difference. The little three-horse, it wakes the little three-horse lawnmowers right up. Probably put out four and a half horsepower.
Yeah, I remember those modules. I remember, well, back in the, well, maybe it wasn't until after I was here that I guess I was already here when those modules came out. Yeah, certainly was nice to know that you wouldn't have to take that flywheel off again. Some of them are real bare. But anyways, yeah, I got the tool and that $8 tool for pulling the flywheel on the motorcycle. That was pretty handy. It looks like it might fit some other things that are non-motorcycle related. I seem to see in the illustrative examples that there were other things, even automotive, that pulley puller was used for. I guess you're probably familiar with the tool that I'm talking about. Threads over the shaft. It's got a left-hand thread and a right-hand thread.
Yeah, the one I'm thinking of screws into the center of the flywheel, and then it pushes against the crankshaft. I hope you let the customer pay for that, because chances are you'll never use it again.
Yeah, that's the one. It was only $8. It wasn't very much, but yeah, you know, he paid for it, so it's no big deal.
Yeah, no, I'm finding that you have to include that in the bill when you're buying specialized tools to work on a certain vehicle for somebody. And there's a good chance that you might use it again, but then again, you might not. You just include it in the repair bill and add it to your collection. And so that way, if you need it, you got it. And but to try to do it without it, is you end up wasting time and potentially damaging stuff. So it's better just to buy the right tool and do it right and include it in the bill.
Yeah, it's KC2NBU WA2DRK. Yeah, that's what I didn't dare want to try and take that pulley off without the proper tool, so it sat here for a couple of weeks before the tool got here. And anyways, but it went quickly after that.
Well, aside from a sprinkle, we had a wonderful day today. It was probably in the mid-70s most all day, and we're supposed to have a repeat performance for tomorrow. It's supposed to be just as nice. Looking forward to that. And so I decided, I haven't been on a motorcycle ride from Boonville here, so I had to go ride it into town to get the inspection once a year. I haven't really gone for a ride in over 2 years because of the Lyme disease. And so today was a real treat.
Yeah, I'll bet. Is this the big bike you're talking about, or the little one that you carry around with you in your camper?
They both weigh the same. it's the smaller one that I carry in the garage in the camper. It's the one I take with me to North Carolina and stuff. Gets 80 miles to the gallon and has anti-lock brakes and a comfortable seat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So there's a fair bit of electronics on that one. So that hopefully that doesn't give you any trouble, but it's all great when it while it works. What else? Oh yeah, I was saying I was working on the MIG welder. I've been having trouble with the MIG welder, thinking that maybe there was a diode blown in it or something. But it seems like tracing it after reading on the net, it seems like it's just bad consumables. It's cheap wire that I've got that's causing it to act up. So that's kind of a relief.
Well, I found out the last time I was down at the welding supply place that I've been running the wrong size wire in my MIG. Well, for about 8 or 9 years. And he says, no, that's not where you're supposed to be running. And I went to a smaller diameter wire and the proper tips, and boy oh boy, what a difference. I think I was running 035 and I'm supposed to be running 030. Or maybe even 025, I don't know. But you got to turn the wire feed up a little higher, but boy oh boy, it does such a much, much nicer job.
Yeah, well, I hope I have the same experience because, the only thing about, I was running 025 wire for the longest time with the 025 tip, but I found it was getting stuck a lot in the tip. It would weld itself to the tip. So I went to an 030 tip, running 025 wire with an 030 tip, and haven't had any trouble with it running it like that. But then now I have my last spool of wire doesn't seem to have the quality, I guess, that the previous spool had, because the last year it's just been doing such a lousy job.
Well, in some cases, lives depend on welds not breaking, so you might better just recycle the remainder of that crummy wire, use it to hang pictures up at the gift shop or something, and get yourself some good American wire. Get some Hahn or Miller, or get a name brand, not some cheap Chinese whatever.
Yeah, well, it's mostly exhaust systems that I use it on. Don't do anything could be life-threatening, mostly just pipe. But that can be a pain if you want the pipe not to leak and your weld isn't going so well. So it takes a lot of fussing around. KC2NBU, WA2DRK.
KC2WI.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'm doing stuff here, and you said welding supply, and the word supply. I thought I'd ask a question. You guys know where I might be able to find 3/8 inch aluminum rod? I want to make an antenna, and I need about 4 feet. And, of course, I'm going to thread it with, you know, standard 3/8 24. And then use a couple of coupling nuts and so on and so forth. But I don't know where to find stuff.
I get my welding supplies from MG Industries down in New Hartford. Actually, it's in Marcy. Right there on Route 49, River Road. But I don't know that they have anything that large. I'd Google it. You might find that you can get it on Amazon, for that matter.